NWBU preliminary finals on tonight. Here's Phil Thomas. Morning, Phil.
Morning, Darren.
Okay, so we had some pretty good games there at the semis at Devonport on Friday night. What did you think?
Well, they were both really good games, good standard games for finals. I was particularly impressed with the women's game. I thought that was the highest standard. Sometimes you get to these finals and, you know, because of the importance, I suppose, for whatever reason, they can be, you know, poor games. But this was a really good game, a good standard game by both Burnie and Penguin. And, you know, if they can maintain, if Burnie can maintain that type of form, then they're going to be very hard to beat tonight.
Mm. Do they get Froling back?
No, okay. She doesn't come back. So I suppose they've really got to get over the top of Wynyard. Silly as it may seem, you know, they win tonight, I think they win the grand final. So, you know, it's probably an unusual situation, but that's how I see it anyway.
All right, so Burnie against Wynyard tonight, that's at 7. So you're tipping Burnie for that game. The men, now the semi on Friday night, what a game that was. What a finish anyway in overtime.
Well, I still think Ben would be wondering what went wrong. You know, 10 up with a minute 17 to go, you come out of a timeout and you know, I think there wouldn't have been a person in the stadium that would have thought that it could have even gone to overtime or Wynyard could have lost it. So I suppose it's just an example of, you know, you don't give up and you keep working hard and you keep hoping. But, it was just the perfect final, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrific. Very exciting. And tonight, so the prelim, we've got Wynyard up against Penguin. What do you think?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing for Penguin is their experience and the fact that they've been there before. You know, their pre-final form wouldn't suggest that they could win. You know, matter of fact, I think Penguin, to their standards, have had a fairly poor season. But, you know, they're in there with a real shot tonight. When you're at full strength, like Dean didn't play last week and they obviously missed him, apart from Armstrong and Scotty McGaffin, they didn't really have a lot of ways to the basket, so they've got to find more scorers, Wynyard. But look, I still think Wynyard can get through, and I don't say that with any confidence because Penguin have been there, done that. You know, they know how to win finals. Perhaps their form is coming, you know, the right end of the year. So I think Wynyard will win, but you know, they're going to have to fight all the way.
Yeah. All right. And so both those games are at Devonport, right?
Both at Devonport. Yeah. Yeah, both on the big stadium. And, of course, that changes lots of things. But last week, the four teams handled it really well. And, you know, I just hope, you know, it'll be nice to see Burnie get through. If I don't know if they can find room for Froling. I suppose they'll find a spot for in the team, will they?
she might come off the bench.
She'd probably come off the bench. That's right. So, you know, it's... you know, they'd be hoping to get through, but, you know, when you're capable too, you know, they've got, you know, a nice team there and they've got quite a bit of finals experience. So, it'll be I thought the crowd was pretty good last week too, didn't you? I thought they got involved in the game and, you know, it was just a good night of basketball. And I think if we can repeat that tonight and then move it into the grand final, you know, all goes well for the... To the union as we once knew it.
Yeah, righto. So women on at 7, men at 8:30 tonight. Both games at Devonport, and then we've got the Grandies, which will be coming up on Friday night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, you'd want to get there early because every man and his dog, people that have never seen a game of basketball all year, they turn up for it. So yeah. You know, it's always the highlight of the basketball calendar in Tasmania.
All right, mate. Thanks for that this morning, and we'll have a yarn with you on Friday morning, and we'll preview the grand finals, yeah?
Sounds good. Thanks, Darren.